something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. As the climate warms, extreme weather is making it harder to live and make a living in many rural areas around the world. So increasingly, people are moving to cities in search of safety and opportunity.
Most of climate-induced displacement happens within countries, short distance, and towards cities.
Giovanni Pagani is with C40 Cities, a global network of mayors taking climate action. He says many of those new urban residents are looking for employment. And at the same time, many cities need more workers who are trained for green jobs, like in energy-efficient construction and waste management. So he says governments and funders can help address both issues by investing in workforce development programs
that are aimed at growing the skills needed and that are accessible for all, including migrants and refugees, among others.
For example, Amman Jordan is hiring Syrian refugees and vulnerable Jordanians to plant trees and improve green spaces. And Madrid, Spain has partnered on a program to provide job training in sustainable construction to refugees. So Pagani says cities can help reduce climate change and support those displaced by the climate crisis at the same time. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. You're tuned in to Open Mic, the show where for the next hour I'll be doing a little bit of variety, just playing a bit of music and talking about my holidays. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. What's going on, you guys? My name is Varian. This is my little hour on radio here. Good to be back. I'm actually doing this week's program still from the comforts of my own home. But I know staff at CJSF have returned today and getting out of the holiday season there. So, you know, happy to be back on radio. Had a pretty great little holiday. It was me and my partner's first Christmas, like living together and having Christmas together, which was super nice. So we got like a tree and, you know, went out to our family dinners together, and it was like super nice to have it, you know, at home and whatnot. As well as like, I mean, my partner went on a Europe trip as well, like shortly after Christmas. So this past week I've been a little bit of a bachelor pad in the home as of late, being a little bit degenerate, but you know, it'll all be clean in due time by the time she gets home. Man, we've been really struggling over here with like a little mouse problem. It's been super annoying and kind of freaky. Like we've been trying to catch this mouse for a really long time, and I think it's just like way too big for the traps we've got. So it keeps flipping the traps I've set for it all around the house, and I keep finding poop like all over the place, which is super stressful. Like, and it's been super annoying. Like, found it like when I woke up in the morning yesterday, like, you know, and I had a bit of a hungover morning yesterday post New Year's, but I woke up to mouse droppings in the bed with me, which I don't know if that was there before I crashed or during the night, but you know, kind of freaks me out a little bit, I'm not gonna lie. So I've been finding those all over the place and been struggling. Might borrow somebody's cat next week just to maybe secure a kill on this mouse, but we'll see. It's kind of been the bane of my existence being home alone and, it's getting pretty brave, apparently. I've seen it a couple times scurry past me on the floor, so that's not super fun. But also had, a pretty great New Year's as well. Didn't have my partner here with me, which is a little bit sad, but I still nonetheless got out. Had a sort of super, chill and pretty mellow, New Year's Eve. Started off with, watching the Canucks game at a bar, and unfortunately the Canucks are not doing so great. Quinn Hughes and Elias Pettersson are still out, sort of the main drivers on this team, and procured another loss against Calgary, which, kind of sucks as a Canucks fan, but, I think though, you gotta be, if you're a Canucks fan, you gotta get used to, crying a little bit, I think it's just, it is a bit of a scrappy team year in, year out, so got that going for us, which is nice, and spent a little bit of time with some friends, and we ended up for the countdown going to Green Auto. Green Auto had a little New Year's Eve party with some live bands, which was super rad. I'd never actually been to Green Auto before. I'd obviously heard about it within some of the DIY music scenes, but never been before. And it was a super awesome venue and super classy. The stage is super nice. Great vibe to have for the New Year's. And yeah, I mean, got to bed pretty early, all things considered. So, it's a happy New Year for me. That's what I'm thinking. So, first show of 2025. Let's get to some music over here. My first track of the year, I've got a song by... I've got a song by Jonah Yano. The song is called Romance ESL here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Enjoy.
Let's never leave. you come over, stun the smolder like watercolor paint. I need you, allow me to demonstrate. And you, smile like a tyrant, take it on the chin, it's the modern way. I'm noticing the silence, let's stick to trying. Smaller like watercolor paint.
And welcome back. That last track there was, I guess the last series of three tracks there were all by Jonah Yano and The Heavy Loop. The most recent track being a song called No Petty Magic here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Maybe a little bit of background. Like I've seen, I think it's the drummer of this band, or I guess of the Heavy Loop side of this band. His name is Ryden. I've been kind of following him on Instagram a little bit because maybe in 2018 I saw him, like, you know, kind of at a different, you know, at a different pace almost. Like he was a DJ opening for like some hip hop, like some trap rap show, where one of my favorite local SoundCloud rappers, Angst, performed. So he was like the DJ for that, playing very vastly different music. So very fascinating to see him in sort of a different lane where he's like drumming for like a more, you know, jazz influenced style of music. I think that's really cool. Really cool that, you know, this guy's got a lot of depth and a lot of, you know, a lot of variety within his music. So I don't know. It's a little Instagram following moment from yours truly. We're going to cut to a quick PSA right here. But when we come back, more music on CJSF 90.1 FM.
This is Bird Note. If you like drama, watch the juncos at your bird feeder. These small brown birds will get quite feisty around food. You'll see one bird come in to grab a bite, then another darts over and pushes the first bird off, or two birds may have a little tiff with their tails flared out. What's going on here? Birds in flocks almost invariably develop a literal pecking order, or, as scientists call it, a dominance hierarchy. The term comes from studies of chickens, which found that there was an alpha chicken that could peck any other chicken in the flock. A beta chicken could peck all others except the alpha, and so on. Think of the poor omega chicken all the way at the bottom. With juncos, we know that males are dominant to females, and adults are dominant to young birds. So, next time you see a group of birds, pay close attention to the dynamics among them. Who's the alpha? And who's the beta? Can you spot the omega? Do the birds flock together or work apart? You can learn about all kinds of birds when you come to our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.